Amid fears of the novel coronavirus pandemic, we want to bring you features with our state and local officials and healthcare experts. Today, helping us separate fact from fiction is Dr. Megan Marsak. She's a pediatric psychologist with UK Healthcare. Dr. Marsak, what tips do you have for parents to help their children navigate through all of this?
My primary recommendation for our family is to let their kids kind of guide the way as far as figuring out how much information and what their concerns are. When we ask our kids open-ended questions, such as, tell me what you know about the coronavirus, it lets them then kind of lead the conversation and helps clue us in as parents as to what their biggest concerns are and what are the things we need to address directly with them.
Dr. Marsak, how crucial is it that we have a calm demeanor throughout this?
So our kids pick up from parents all of our cues. So they're very much more receptive to what we have going on than parents often realize. So it's very helpful for us to kind of stay calm when we talk to our kids. It's very natural to have anxiety and worries during these kinds of times, but finding a space to take care of those worries away from our kids is important.
How would you break this down? Say you have a 4, 5, 6-year-old age range. What would you tell them? And then we'll go up the scale.
So for our 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, they're really focused on what's in front of them and how this is directly impacting them. So things like maybe not going to daycare, maybe not going to school, being able to see their friends. So focusing on those kinds of things and explaining that there's a sickness going around and, you know, naming the virus, naming what it is. And so we're making some changes to keep ourselves safe. And then focus on what are the things that they are going to do. Like, you're going to get up every day, you're going to eat breakfast, you know, and talk about the routine for the day.
Now, say move up the scales 7 to 12.
Yeah, so our 7 to 12-year-olds can start to understand a little bit more about illnesses and how they affect the body. They're probably listening even more. If you've got the news on in the background, they're probably hearing kind of what's coming across. So for those kids, again, you can explain what the virus is and that some of the folks, particularly older folks, can get very, very sick from it. And if they're asking questions about if people can die from it, then being honest with your answers as well. But kind of telling them then and focusing on how do they stay safe. So doing the hand washing, explaining to them, you know, why they're not able to be with their friends in big groups, and focus again on kind of the safety features and what we're doing to keep everyone safe.
Now we'll move into the age group that really has a pretty good understanding as to what's going on. And we're talking about our teenagers.
So with teenagers, I'd probably check in with them and say, so what have you heard about this coronavirus so far? What are your friends talking about? Are your friends worried about anything about it? And kind of get to where they are with it. With teens, again, they're very aware of the big milestones they're missing. Some of our teens might be missing graduation, might be missing dances, might have had seasons of sports canceled or musical performances canceled. So kind of checking in with them and saying, like, you know, how is this affecting you? And brainstorming together on things that you can do to try to ease that disappointment that they're facing.
When we say things to children like everything is fine, is that helpful or hurtful?
That's a great question. When you make statements like everything is going to be fine, making sure you're explaining what that looks like. So everything's going to be fine. We have plenty of food in our house. Everything's going to be fine. You know, mom and dad or mom and grandma or whoever the family is going to, you know, take care of whatever we need to take care of. You know, the grown-ups are dealing with things. The times to be cautious about saying everything's going to be fine is we don't want to just say that just to make kids feel better and kind of ignore their fears and ignore what they're worried about. So making sure we're still listening to what their fears are and addressing their fears and not dismissing them with a, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it. Listen to your kids, kind of let them guide the way as you're trying to figure out how to best support them. Being really aware of the information that your child is being exposed to, you know, knowing that they're hearing things, they're hearing conversations that you're having.
Dr. Marsak, talk about the importance of keeping a schedule and a routine during all this, which we're now hearing could go on for quite a while.
So when we're all at home like this, what we're used to being, you know, kids at home, parents at home for large extended periods of time is usually when we're on vacation. And so everything is different when it's a short period of time or some days off. But we know that kids respond really well to routine and knowing what to expect. So when you're in a situation like this where we don't know what to expect as far as how long this virus is going to last and kind of what it's going to end up doing to our community, if we can set up small expectations for our kids, for example, if they're going to get up and do their same breakfast routine as they do every day, go outside and play at a certain time every day, if they're kids that are taking naps in the afternoon doing naps, if they're doing schoolwork, kind of setting that up in a routine so that even though we might not be able to promise them we know what to expect in the big picture, they know what to expect in their day-to-day, and they have that consistency from their family.
If you do fear that your child is becoming depressed or anxious, what's the best way to handle that?
So if you're worried about their emotional reactions, I think a good start would be, kind of checking in with them, trying to find out what is driving their reactions. One of the most protective things that we know for kids when they're going through tough stuff is having really strong family support or strong friend support. So figuring out ways to connect them to their family and friends, if it's FaceTime, if it's Skype, if it's letter writing, so finding creative ways to help support them through these times. If you're really, really concerned and you think the symptoms are significant or your fears about how your child's emotional reactions are substantial, reaching out to your primary care provider to get some guidance on how to get some mental health support through this time. I know a lot of agencies are working to try to have some telehealth options so that even without going somewhere, you might be able to get some support in your home.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time for us. We appreciate you joining us on the air.
Thank you.
I'm Karen Czar reporting for WUKY News.